title, A Quick Guide for How to Obtain ISO 14001 Certification Body Content. As a responsible business owner, you are expected to show a commitment towards your community and the environment. The ISO 14001 provides a holistic model for improving your operations performance towards minimize your carbon footprint. Increasing environmental sustainability efforts by getting certified to this global standard. From small to market giants, eco-conscious operations are a true commitment to society. Unfortunately, more than 90% of small-size companies are unaware of the fundamental aspects to be incorporated into an environmental sustainability program. They have apprehension towards it and fail to seek professional assistance for a system modification. Questions like how to obtain ISO 14001 certification are available on the internet, but their answers are often misleading. Like any other ISO certification process, the Environmental Management System Standard has a set of clauses, which are to be justified before registration. Companies, regardless of their size, fail to accomplish them and face parliamentary intervention followed by steep penalties. To avoid any such hindrance to your business, get a streamlined solution is to get ISO 14001 certified. The following blog will discuss some of the crucial aspects of this global standard and the easiest process to achieve it. Read to learn and increase your awareness. What are the fundamental aims of the ISO 14001? Before getting into the process, one must clear his / her previous understanding regarding the purpose of an international environmental management system. ISO designed the system for the following reasons. Companies must acknowledge their roles and responsibilities toward the nature. Stakeholders proactively engage in promoting eco-friendly operations and resource management. The yearly carbon footprint is visibly reduced by controlling waste and energy consumption. A cost-efficient manufacturing, supply chain, and distribution system will be established. To earn these capabilities and enjoy the benefits of the ISO 14001, you must hire the right firm to become 100% compliant. The clauses are as follows: normative references, organizational context. The policies, objectives, mission, and vision statements are to be analyzed. Scope of the program, the potential and contingency impact of the system implementation are to be determined. Planning a streamlined plan to execute an environment-friendly operational system implementation. Leadership, a conscious and proactive team that would generate awareness among the stakeholders, create necessary communication channels for cooperation, and delegate work to the right departments. Resource allocations, the most crucial clause of ISO 14001 is procuring resources, distributing them, and optimizing them effectively to reduce waste. With the help of professional individuals, relevant alternatives are to be selected and employed. Mobilization of recyclable resources is the prime focus. Support and operations, controlling the operations for manufacturing, supplying, and distributing products /services in an eco-conscious way. Continuous improvement. The ISO 14001 asks for continual improvement with the help of surveillance audits, performance reviews, and stakeholder meetings. To accomplish all the clauses of the International Quality Management Protocol, the following certification process should be obtained. 1. Gap analysis. The first and foremost necessity is conducting a gap analysis. It is a detection program where all the previous and current documents regarding the process are evaluated to determine the difference between the present system and the environmental sustainability objectives. To perform a flawless gap analysis, certified professionals should be chosen only. Through gap analysis, management gets a better opportunity to find the root cause of each flaw. 2. Gap filling. According to the findings, all the gaps are minimized with the help of relevant resource mobilization and strategies. Human, technical, and raw materials are to be invested in the right measures to ensure all the problematic areas have been rectified. 3. Internal audit. Once system implementation or modification is done, it is time to perform an internal audit to ensure compliance. Furthermore, areas that still require immediate attention are determined as well. 4. Readiness review. Before registering the system for a third-party evaluation, a performance review meeting is hosted where each stakeholder group share their opinions and observations. This way the management team checks their system's preparedness and considers necessary changes. To find the best professional support for the ISO 14001 certifications for companies, contact us at Compliance Help. We are Australia's premium site for achieving any ISO certification. Our bespoke solutions for ISO and other global certifications are ready to make the seemingly exhausting process of accreditation comfortable and completed on time. From basic consultation to audit and analysis, we will cover everything. Get help to clear your understanding regarding how to obtain ISO 14001 certification.